Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Autonomy is the new buzzword in major college athletics. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Systematically and with calculating savvy, the so-called five power conferences neatly spaced out their preseason football media days. The SEC began with its week-long circus, followed by the ACC and then the Big 12. Still to come are the Big 10 and the Pac-10, or 12, or 14, or whatever they call it these days. Like the written profiles in the conference media guides that used to be so important to the various commissioners, now it is their twice-a-year state of the state of football and then basketball in October. And it seems like the Big 5 league bosses met for a round of golf in Florida to strategize what to say and how to say it. Wonder which one of them drove the beer cart. So far, the SEC's Mike Slive, the ACC's John Swofford, and the Big 12's Bob Bowlsby are all pitching the upcoming vote at the NCAA convention in August that would give the five big boy leagues what they are calling autonomy, meaning they can make and play by their own rules, and the other 250 or so members of the NCAA cannot have anything to say about it. All these years, it was hard for the power conferences to put in expensive policies that would generate more revenue because the proposals were shot down by smaller schools that could not afford to make those changes. Now, with college athletics on the brink of chaos, thanks to the Ed O'Bannon suit, a feigned player union at Northwestern, and talk of breaking up the NCAA completely, so-called autonomy is sure to pass. But what does that mean? Surely the Power Five will vote to give players more than what is currently in an athletic scholarship, tuition, room, board, and books, spending money to equal what the average cost of attendance is for normal students. They also will pass a vote giving scholarship athletes catastrophic insurance coverage. But those are no-brainers. The real fight will be amongst commissioners, college presidents, and TV execs over whether to peel off part of the $1 billion the leagues make and pass down to the schools, to pay the players a part of that pie. Whether all the athletes get it, including the Title IX compelled women's sports, where it comes from, and just how much they get, are decisions that will either look like a few band-aids here and there, or a full-scale hemorrhaging of amateur college sports as we know it. This is Archansky. See ya.